Cosmetic changes top the list of suggestions from the group. Things like putting trash cans in more logical places along Lincoln Street and making them look better. Painting murals on drab pieces of infrastructure like the retaining wall below the City Hall parking lot. Power washing the sidewalks. Installing bike racks that double as public art. Add new banners to the streetlights. Actually, that one is underway, says Doug Osborne, one of the group's organizers.
Jill, who's down at Abby's, did a great, great service and really spearheaded a project. And I think, and a lot of people in this group think, that this is a great arts town, and a great arts town needs great public art.
Osborne is sitting in front of the Sitka Assembly, flipping through a PowerPoint presentation. He's showing them samples of the banners. They're colorful and loaded with Sitka icons. Fish, Mount Edgecombe, the dome at St. Michael's Cathedral.
Look at this artwork. This is from a local artist named Laura Kaltenstein. That's being printed up right now. These are big, gorgeous banners.
The cosmetic changes were accompanied by some other ideas. One would make Lincoln Street one way from St. Michael's out to Harbor Drive. Another would close the downtown thoroughfare to traffic on four different Wednesdays, an experiment to see how it does as a pedestrian mall. Assembly members had lots of questions. Mike Reif said he supported the process and liked the overall idea, but he expressed concern at the proposal on the table to allocate $25,000 and let the group do its work with support from the city.
I don't think we should, as a body, just say, go ahead and do this. Let's say some of these items, like possibly closing the street, might be an item that the administrator working with you may want to do, but I really would think it'd be wise to have that a public process.
Tor Christensen, on the other hand, favored a more hands-off approach. He said the city needs to let little changes happen in order to create a bigger effect.
Nobody's going to come to Sitka because we have a bike rack that's shaped like a fish.
But, he said, that bike rack shaped like a fish can be part of a larger effort toward making the city feel vibrant and fun.
This is one of the few really concrete things I've seen come out to say, let's try and make ourselves a more of a visitor-friendly town. And it kind of approaches that whole, I guess, you know, cool factor. When you walk through a town, you say, this is a nice, fun town.
Interim City Administrator Jay Sweeney said there are a lot of options to improve downtown that don't require much city effort.
And there are a lot of cases where it seems like the municipality is the great and powerful Oz behind the curtain, that we are capable of achieving anything, and we're always the first resort.
But this, he says, is different. It's a public-private partnership. In other words, citizens can click their own heels together and get things done, but it helps to have Oz chiming in with encouragement.
And I thought this would be a good way for the city to be a creative partner with the private sector and with the revitalization committee, with some seed money to be able to look at a creative way of being able to accomplish the work and spread that budget and get as much done as possibly could be done.
So back to Doug Osborne and his group. He agrees that all the ideas on the list might not come to fruition, but he says his group just wants to get something done this summer.
It's just that the group's been meeting for 8 months. The honeymoon is certainly over. We need something to help keep us going. If we get some city support, like with the banners, Jill is taking the banners when they're done at the end of the season. She's going to clean them and she's going to store them. So that is the type of, but we don't have the $3,000 to buy the banners.
They do now. Assembly members unanimously approved $25,000 for the group. The banners, which are being printed in Seattle, will likely go up by mid-June. The rest of it depends on the volunteers, the city, and downtown business owners. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.